Operations Manager of the Union Island Easterval Committee, Malachi Adams, said the 9 days of festivities will open on April 2nd.
Sunday, April 2nd, we have the opening ceremony of the Union Island Easterval. We have different cultural groups are going to make some presentation, dance, acts, and we also have the Royal Police Force Band doing some live music there as well for the opening. Move on to the Monday, April 3rd, we have the Gospel Show. The Gospel Fest, we brought it back. For a couple of years, it's been down, and we wanted to make sure that we put some emphasis in that aspect. So we brought the Gospel Fest back. The name of the Gospel Fest is Prayers Go Up. So that's the theme. And we have acts from Barbados, St. Vincent Mainland, and also local in Union Island as well. We move on to the Tuesday, April 4th. That's the sports day. So the Basketball Association, they're spearheading all the sports and activities that's happening that day. But we work along with them to ensure that those things go off. So for the 4th and the 5th are actually dedicated to sports. We have basketball, cricket, and soccer for those 2 days.
Mr. Adams said cultural activities and fun events will be featured prominently in this year's Easterval program.
We move on to the Thursday, where there's the cultural show. That's the Union Island Easterval Committee pulling off the cultural show. It's called Caribbean Explosion. And we have a number of different acts from Trinidad. We have acts from Grenada, Caracou, St. Vincent Mainland, Union Island. So we have a whole cascade of events happening that night. We move on to Saturday, the Easterval Committee has Festival Day. It's an expo. So the Festival Day is fun and games. We have Greasy Pole we brought back last year. We have ring games. We have all these competitions, the buns eating, the beer drinking, the food eating, all of those competitions are back. And we have all the local craftsmen and food stalls coming out to give an exhibition as to what Union Island has to offer. All right, that's the festival day on the 8th. And we move on to the Sunday, April 9th, we have the Miss Easterval pageant. So the pageant right now, the Miss Easterval pageant is the only regional pageant in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, so to speak. So we put a lot of effort into making it come back with a bang. So we have 6 different countries competing.
And Mr. Adams said private promoters will also partner with the Easterval Committee to host a number of events this year.
The 5th, Wednesday, the 5th of April, we have a headphone party. It's the first of its kind to happen on the island, and that's incognito pulling off that one. And then we move on to the Thursday. After the cultural show, we have Black Pearl. That's all black party, and that's Black Pearl Entertainment that's hosting that one. And we move on to the Friday. So the 7th of April, we have Castaway. And also we have a kids fair going on during that day. Many of you might know Castaway. And we also have the all-white party happening later that night. We move on to the Saturday, the 8th. We have Fire Fest. That's Black Table Entertainment hosting it. It's a soca fest, and it's an all-red event. And that's that day. We move on to Sunday, the following day. We have the New Yorkers Pool Party. That's a pool party that happened in the daytime. So basically, that's a day that's in the day before the Miss Easterval pageant happens. So we're working along with them in terms of time schedule. Then we move on to the 10th. So the 10th are just Easterval, Union Island Easterval Committee's events. The Juve, the brunch, and the sundown.
That was Operations Manager of the Union Island Easterval Committee, Malachi Adams. I'm Ashisi Osama with today's special reports.